Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. So good to have you today. I've got Pastor John Welch with me today. John, good to have you again.
Pastor, it's great to be here.
We are talking about how to make a quality decision as a leader.
Yeah.
And we've been looking at a leader, a phenomenal leader. His name was Moses.
Yeah.
Moses had it made in the shade.
He did.
From a natural standpoint.
Yeah.
He had a lifestyle that you and I couldn't even imagine.
No.
I mean, just no way. He was the grandson of Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. He was living an opulent lifestyle. But in order to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, he had to make some decisions.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, I would even say an extreme decision.
Yeah.
Series of decisions, I should say.
He couldn't carry his lifestyle with him.
No.
You know how many Christians want to do that today?
Lots.
They want to carry their lifestyle with them.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about the fact that when you choose something, you have to refuse something else.
That's really good.
But the thing that I want to talk about today is something, and you mentioned a little bit about this, John, talking about sacrifice. But it says when Moses was making his decisions, it says he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Now, here's the important part. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. Mm. Now, let me just tell you something. If you're going to make a decision that is a quality Christ-like decision as a leader, a lot of times you're going to have to endure some things before you see the fruit of it.
Yes.
It's always easy. There's always an easy way.
Yeah.
Then there's God's way.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision how you're going to proceed.
Yeah.
I know a particular minister who he wanted it all, but he wanted it all now. He didn't want to have to wait. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to have to be steadfast. He just wanted to get it and get it done now. Mm-hmm. And so his decision-making was based on a carnal mentality of, I've got to get this done now.
Yeah.
And so borrowed millions and millions of dollars, did unethical things in the name of getting it done now,
right,
type thing. But I have found that in most of God's projects that are he is directing and you are making decisions about, there are going to be times when you're going to have to be patient.
That's right.
You're just going to have to take a deep breath, suck it up, and endure where you are.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Sam, I've done, as you know, a bit in the past, a bit of endurance racing. And because I'm not the fast twitch guy. I know in college you were the running back,
yeah,
and you were
yeah.
that fast twitch guy. I'm more of the slow twitch, the endurance guy. And one thing that I did have to accept, if I was going to be an endurance racer, I had to be willing to be patient, be very patient, and also realize that there is some discomfort involved.
Exactly. Very
much
so.
There's discomfort involved. Yeah. And so this is really, really good, good teaching.
Here's the thing. You have to be patient. You have to endure once you make a decision. Because the world is going to tell you, your circumstances will tell you, you made a bad decision.
Right.
I look back at decisions I made in regard to this ministry about the church and building buildings and all sorts of different things where we had to stand. We had to believe God. We had to wait. And the whole time, the devil's saying, well, everybody else, they're getting ahead of you. Well,
yeah.
You know, you better, if you don't watch it, you're not going to get what you need. Why? And you have to understand that if you make a decision, you've got to be strong and you've got to be patient and you've got to stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what will happen. If you don't, fear will get in.
That's good.
Now, listen to me. When fear gets in, you got to hear this, it'll cause you to make a hasty wrong decision.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yep, I have too.
I've done it. I've gotten in a place where I was fearful And I made a decision based on that fear, and it didn't turn out
almost
very good.
Almost in a panic for in me. A panic. It's almost like in a panic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I made those decisions, and it took a while to rectify those.
Yep.
So you've got to – endurance is not a bad thing.
No. Mm-mm.
Paul was very strong. The life that he lived about being patient, about endurance. And in fact, I'm going to read you a scripture that Paul wrote, and you can go study this for yourself. But Paul, and I can quote it, but Paul, if you go back and read the whole chapter, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you go read the whole chapter, you'll find out that Paul is talking about being persecuted, knocked down, destroyed, all kinds of things. But he made a powerful statement. He said, our light affliction is but for a moment. Mm-hmm. It works for us. It works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. In other words, if you're not careful, you think, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. Things are bad. And you look at it and you think, well, this is the end. No, it's working for you.
That's good.
If you do what he said in verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Yeah.
Paul was telling us, stick it out. Don't give in. Don't give up. Keep your focus on eternal things. Keep your focus on the decision that you made for Jesus and to do something for the kingdom. Don't let adversity, don't let difficulties push you away from that. Stay with it.
That's so good.
And if you make you made a decision, stay with it. Don't give in. Don't quit. Don't give up. And you'll see the glory of God because you're looking at the right thing.
That's right.
You're looking at the right thing. And so that means that you've got to endure. Paul put it this way. He said, let patience have her perfect work, mm-hmm. that you may be entire, wanting nothing. Man, it's hard to do sometimes.
It is.
When you know you need to do something, and you know you're expecting, but I've already made this decision, we're going to do it this way, but if nothing's happening, we're staying with it.
Especially as leaders that we're wired for progress.
Absolutely.
We're visionaries.
Absolutely.
we're always looking, and we're always, we lived out in Wyoming for several years and used to drive my kids crazy because when we would be out hiking, we would get on the edge of one ridge and I would look and I would see another ridge and I would say, let's go see what's on the other side.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just part of the way we're wired.
Right,
get to one place in vision, yeah. and you're like, let's go a little
push
bit
it.
Further. Let's push it. And you're right, because we're wired that way. Doing what you're talking
right.
about can really, I think it's probably one of the greatest tests of our faith.
Yeah, it is.
It's one of the
exactly
greatest tests
right.
of our faith.
Yeah, and you can't get in fear.
Mm-mm.
Let me mention one other thing, too, that just kind of jumped up in my spirit about this. You can't allow vision that you've communicated as a leader to push you to get that vision done.
Yes.
I found, John, that anytime I share vision on any level, people hear that and then they say, okay, let's see it.
Yeah.
No, that's why it's called a vision.
That's right.
Okay. They want you to produce what you've communicated as a vision.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, that vision can put pressure on you
yep.
to accomplish.
Very, very wise.
And here. So your decisions can get muddled.
Yeah.
Real, real easy.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to, well, I told them this is what we're going to do. And man, I've had plans of buildings that I've shown our people, and we hadn't built those buildings.
Yeah.
We built a different building.
Yeah.
You can't let vision, and I don't mean that like you shouldn't try to do what you show, but sometimes you're just trying to get people to see bigger things.
Absolutely.
It's not just that building.
Yeah.
It's just bigger things.
Yeah. I would say it this way. Don't heed the pressure to perform.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that pressure
right.
to perform is
vision,
you don't want to give into that.
Vision does not mean you have to make a decision
yeah.
based on that just to prove something. You
yeah.
let it come to pass.
Yeah.
And God can do something great. Because I believe that if you have a vision and you know it's from God and you know it's God's purpose, He'll bring it to pass.
That's right.
You'll see it happen. So your decision, when you make it, you're going to probably, if you make a right decision, you're going to have to stand with it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stand by your decision.
Yeah.
And then you can see God do something great out of it.
Just hang in there.
Exactly right. The good news is, John, and this is kind of the final bottom line of the whole thing, is if you do all these things, then you'll be like Moses and you'll pass through supernaturally.
Mm.
There was a lot of endurance.
Yeah.
A lot of struggle. But you think about it, in the end, the seas parted and Moses walked across on dry land.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're walking across on dry land, everything's worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
I was just thinking that, Pastor Sam. I was thinking, if we could bring Moses and park him right here in front of one of these mics and say, all right, Moses, based on what you know, based on what you've experienced, the decision that you made to leave Pharaoh's house and go to God's people and lead God's people, was it worth it?
You bet.
You know what he's going to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. To experience the supernatural work of God is absolutely worth it.
That's the greatest joy to me, to see my decisions produce supernatural results.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get that done, boy, you're in a good place.
Yeah.
Because I've done it the other way and hung my head, and I've done it God's way and made the right decisions, and I tell you, it puts a smile on your face, skipping your step.
Supernatural's better, huh?
It's better. It's better because you pass through supernaturally.
Boy, that's so good.
And that's the way God wants it for our lives.
Yeah.
I trust you got something out of these podcasts.
The series was great.
And I believe that you're going to be blessed. If you just make good quality decisions, you're going to see God do some awesome things. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.